Chapter 1. At the Golden Gate. Serene, indifferent to fate, thou sittest at the western gate. Thou seest the white seas fold their tents, O warder of two continents. Thou drawest all things, small and great, to thee beside the western gate. This is what Bret Harte has written of the great city of San Francisco, and for the past fortnight I have been wondering what made him do it. There is neither serenity nor indifference to be found in these parts, and evil would it be for the continents whose wardship were entrusted to so reckless a guardian. Behold me, pitched neck and crop from 20 days of the high seas into the whirl of California, deprived of any guidance, and left to draw my own conclusions. Protect me from the wrath of an outraged community, if these letters be ever read by American eyes. San Francisco is a mad city, inhabited for the most part by perfectly insane people, whose women are of a remarkable beauty. When the city of Pekin steamed through the Golden Gate, I saw with great joy that the blockhouse which guarded the mouth of the finest harbour in the world, sir, could be silenced by 2 gunboats from Hong Kong with safety, comfort, and dispatch. Also, there was not a single American vessel of war in the harbour. This may sound bloodthirsty, but remember that I come with a grievance upon me, the grievance of pirated English books. Then a reporter leaped aboard, and, ere I could gasp, held me in his toils. He pumped me exhaustively while I was getting ashore, demanding of all things in the world news about Indian journalism. It's an awful thing to enter a new land with a new lie on your lips. I spoke the truth to the evil-minded custom-house man, who turned my most sacred raiment on a floor composed of stable refuse and pine splinters. But the reporter overwhelmed me not so much by his poignant audacity as his beautiful ignorance. I am sorry now that I did not tell him more lies as I passed into a city of 300,000 white men. Think of it. 300,000 white men and women gathered in one spot, walking upon real pavements in front of plate-glass windowed shops, and talking something that at first hearing was not very different from English.